So it's always a great joy before Mass as I kind of welcome and see some people as they're coming into the church to see some new faces, faces that I haven't seen in a while. And maybe my memory's bad, I don't know. But it seems like we have a lot of visitors every Sunday. And just want to, you know, say again, welcome. So glad that you're here. And if you're looking for a church home, we pray that you would consider St. Mary Help of Christians here in Aiken. So good to see all of you, and welcome. The gospel today makes us ask ourselves one fundamental question, at least one fundamental question, an essential question in the Easter season. How would you react if Jesus appeared to you? Would you recognize him? In the first reading, St. Peter tells the Jews that they didn't recognize the author of life, their Redeemer, and handed him over to suffer and die. He also said that it didn't matter if their hearts were open now that they knew the truth. God was ready to forgive them for their ignorance, and the way to receive that forgiveness was by receiving baptism to wipe away their sins. Does the thought of meeting with Christ at the end of your life fill you with fear? In the second reading, St. John reminds us that we have our Lord as our advocate to stand up for us, and that our Lord makes expiation for the sins of the whole world. Our sins and the price of them, I think, is what fills us with fear. But Jesus has wiped away those sins if we open up our hearts to him. To recognize Jesus when we meet him is one thing. To know him is another. We have acquaintances in our lives, and we have friends. St. John tells us how we truly know God as a friend by keeping his commandments. Jesus at the Last Supper gives the greatest commandment, the commandment that shows that we are his friends, to love one another as he has loved us. St. John also reminds us that whoever keeps God's word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. Would you be afraid of him whenever he appeared? For the disciples in the gospel today, the first thought that came to their minds was that they were seeing a ghost. We could have that same reaction. Jesus is someone from the past, someone dead, coming back to haunt us for what we might have done. However, he tells them and he tells us, "Peace be with you," and shows the wounds in his hands and feet to show that his suffering wasn't just a dream. It really happened, and in spite of that, he wants peace with us. As Christians, we know that his next coming will be in glory to the whole world. We also know that we'll see him face to face one day, each of us, when we die. However, he does appear to us even now. He appears whenever we follow our properly formed consciences, when we love, and when we don't sin. He appears to us in the Eucharist every time we come to Mass and worthily receive him in Holy Communion. He appears to us every time we go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation and tell him that we are sorry for sinning and that we did not love him as we should have. In these encounters with our Lord, we prepare for that big encounter one day when we'll see him just as he appeared to the apostles in today's gospel, and we'll be filled with joy, not fear. St. Faustina Kowalska saw a vision of our Lord and was asked by him personally to have his appearance in the vision depicted in a portrait. In her words, dated February 22, 1931, she wrote, "In the evening, when I was in my cell, I became aware of the Lord Jesus clothed in a white garment. One hand was raised in blessing. The other was touching the garment at the breast. From the opening of the garment at the breast, there came two large rays, one red and the other pale. In silence, I gazed intently at the Lord. My soul was overwhelmed with fear, but also with great joy. After a while, Jesus said to me, "Paint an image according to the pattern you see with the inscription, 'Jesus, I trust in you.'" We celebrated Divine Mercy Sunday last week because our Lord asked that this image be solemnly blessed on that day as a feast of mercy. Faustina did not know how to paint, and no one at the convent was willing to help her do the painting. But 3 years later, in 1934, the first painting of the image was created by Eugene Kosmarovsky. If we are faithful to our Lord and his sacraments, we need not fear him, but will rather see him as the Lord of divine mercy. Dear friends, the risen Christ is not a ghost. He ate a piece of baked fish to prove that he was not a ghost. He wasn't a ghost to the disciples, and he definitely is not a ghost to us here and now. From the final verses of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always to the close of the age." Our Lord will always be with us. Jesus comes to us in the sacraments and gives us a chance to recognize him, if we will, to know him, and to reestablish our friendship with him again whenever we might stumble or fall. Whenever we come to Mass, the first thing we do is the penitential rite. And then we hear our Lord's voice through the Word of God. Then, when we encounter our Lord by receiving him in the Holy Eucharist, he keeps us from falling when we stumble and makes sure that we stay on our feet. Every time we come to the sacrament of reconciliation, whether we are stumbling flat on the ground, even spiritually dead inside, he comes to us and puts us back on our feet. We have followed the liturgy, the church's liturgy, through Lent, Holy Week, and Easter Sunday. We too are witnesses of these things, which have been sacramentally represented before our very eyes. May we be more effective in doing our part to preach the forgiveness of sins to all the nations, the mission we've been called to by our baptism.